What's happening? Welcome to the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast, breaking down the latest in rap and R&B. Got your host, Stefan the Lethal Weapon, as I'm so charmingly known. Across from me, I got my man taking up the new guest spot on the show. My man Eddie over here. Say hi.
What's good, y'all?
That's right. That's right. And the big guns, we always got to bring them. Ether, Ernie, and the Late Nights.
Shabba!
What's good, y'all?
You know, man, just holding it down, doing my thing. How
Ernie,
about you?
Ernie brings the energy. That's what it is.
I'm actually awake this Friday, bro.
Woo!
Last week I was on sleepy mode.
Oh, shit.
Shit,
man. That's the hardest time to do it.
Yeah.
Get it. You're sleepy or you're just stoned to the gills?
Both.
Ernie's quiet as hell when he's fucking faded.
Combination of both.
He is high.
Yeah, you guys still feed me them blunts before, bro.
For real. Hey, but Ernie's with it, though. He'll fucking smoke whenever. I got to give it to him.
Yeah, man, that's right. You came through with those freaking hangover tacos the other morning, brother.
That them shits was bomb, bro. Oh, I gotta give it to you.
Ooh, yeah, that's
them
right.
Them shits was bomb.
It's 2 weeks in a row, you guys let me sleep all fucking.
Yeah, food just knocked out,
as
dog.
Fuck on the couch, yeah. Fucking.
Yeah. The same spot. Too.
I woke up holding a large McDonald's fry.
Bro,
one was dropped.
I've never seen somebody fall asleep three times and hold a fucking food thing in their hand and that shit not fall. You didn't drop one damn fry. That shit was crazy.
And on
bro.
Top of it,
that shit
up.
Was unreal, bro. I was like, what the fuck?
I woke up, saw drinks next to me. I was fucking thirsty. So
I just went off. Yep.
Pounded some warm beer. It is what it is.
And we smoked right after.
Gotcha. We all been there.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Ernie's a man of many talents.
I woke up in that Venom suit, confused as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Venom.
I know, we about to have another one of them things, too. It's going to be tight.
Next week, pull up, y'all. The address is 1836.
Oh, shit. He be giving it out.
Cloverfield Drive.
Yeah, there
Cloverfield
you go.
Drive.
Something like that.
It might be with Elm Street.
Alien with big eyes there, but we're all right.
Vineland and...
Oh, that's just my cousin.
Okay.
That's my cousin, Frank.
Stop feeding him those vaccines, man. That's how they get...
I like some.
Apparently.
What's your cross street? You let the people know.
What is the cross street? I totally forgot.
It's Elm
I'm
Street.
I know. I'm not going to... Oh, yeah. Elm Street. That's what it is. Elm Street.
Shit, man.
His face, he's like, I'm trying to get people to...
I don't think that's what it is.
Well, I'm counting on you to bring those tacos through next time as well, bro.
Let's get it.
Yeah,
you gotta, I'm sleeping on a fucking bed this time, bro. Fuck this.
Come
on.
I know, dude. You look fucking so uncomfortable.
Three
there.
Times
like,
a charm,
damn.
Bro.
Three times a charm.
Just take your spot on the couch, eh?
Yeah, for real.
Shit. But we got a lot of dope topics lined up for today. We got some hardcore rap albums to break down. Also some stuff from some lovely sirens. Starting right off with my girl, Jessie Reyez. She just dropped a new single entitled Sugar at Night. So what'd you guys feel about this track?
That was pretty dope. Pretty dope. What's up with that Plus album though? Like, she just added one song?
I don't know. I think so. That's I heard. No, I think it's like two songs, no?
She had something? The regular version, then she had the deluxe, and then she had that one with the Plus.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah, it's the
same. I think one. She cut some songs out of it.
Hey, I'll take it, man. She probably had a lot of material set up for Before Love Came to Kill Us. So she's dropping these music videos for songs that have been out for quite some time.
Yeah, she's a worker. I guarantee you she has a lot of tracks that she tried to get out before the pandemic happened.
Them Canadians been killing it lately, bro. Finally catching up.
That's the R&B city right now, bro. Like, real shit.
Yeah, true that.
You got Drake. You got fucking Party. You got Division. Jessie Reyez. They killing shit.
Never say Drake.
Oh, that's right. God damn it. Oh, if fucking Charles was here, he'd be going off right now.
Charles, you got something to say?
Oh, he'll be here in a minute.
Oh, he'll be here. Justin, he's gonna make it.
He heard you.
It. Yeah.
He just sped up right now on the fucking on the freeway.
His ears started ringing.
Yeah.
His Drizzy Defense Squad senses are tingling right now.
Hurt.
Going off the radars. Yeah. He's like, oh, hell no. Yeah. I gotta drive faster.
He even turned it lower, started looking both ways. He's like, shit. What was that?
So Canada is definitely killing it.
Mm-hmm.
They got us our lovely singer here.
He's killing it though.
This song was really dope.
It was
Sugar
cool.
at Night. The whole concept behind someone stressing you out so much, you can't even get a good night's sleep or feel rested at all.
That was honestly one of the best breakup albums I've heard because it takes you down a little roller coaster.
Huh?
She mad as fuck.
She was
sad as fuck. And then she ends it on a happy note.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike The Weeknd's album was just sad fucking. cutting my veins at home type of shit.
Oh, shit.
I was sad for two weeks for no reason about an ex I don't even have.
You got to get out of LA. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, man. Just like Joe Rogan.
I deleted the album off my phone.
Escape from LA.
I needed a break.
LA's wild.
But yeah, the analogy was really dope. I don't know if you guys have ever taken a gang of sugar before going to sleep. But drink something like apple juice before knocking out. You're going to have some crazy vivid dreams.
Mm. Taking a gang of sugar. Is that like code name for something else?
No. No, Ernie.
He wanted it to be.
I don't think I've ever done that.
He's trying to sniff out that toxicity. I see you, bro.
Sniff. Uh-huh. We get it. We get it.
He's our head analyst of toxic behavior.
Nah, but the track was cool, man. I think she did her thing on it. She's one of the most raw artists we have. She keeps it a buck all the time. And it's cool. Because she does it differently. Mm-hmm. I feel like she does it more of like out of an anger, and you can feel more of an emotion towards it. Yep. Even as a guy, like you can feel that shit, and that's just dope, for man. Sure. Like she's fucking
definitely
super talented. Shout out Jessie Reyes.
Excited for her Latina next project, gang. For sure.
Oh, yeah. She's tight.
A Latina who made it out of Canada?
Out of Canada. Yeah, she even talked about it on Sway about how it was hard for her.
That's almost even more random than Drake, Canadian Jew.
Yeah.
Canadian Latina. That's what's up. I didn't even know they walked all the way. That's a far walk from Mexico.
Damn.
No, I don't mean, she's not even Mexican though. I think she's
No, she is Mexican.
She's
Mexican. She said. Mm-mm.
She's Mexican.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's a far walk.
She's
man.
She's dope, bro. So, yeah, she's super talented.
I thought the melodies in this song were spot on. She's a great songwriter. Her lyrics are really down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
Yeah, she knows how to write for sure. She could
definitely gave
she could
every
write.
Other R&B artist a run for the money this year.
Oh yeah, that album was one of the top. Yeah, hell for sure. Jessie Reyes, if that one's not in your top five as a female artist, I don't know.
I really wish she would have included this track on the original cut of Before Love Came to Kill Us.
Like I said, she probably held on to it. Mm-hmm. She was probably like, I'm gonna release this
sample to clear or something.
Maybe, or that too.
Maybe.
Like I said, the pandemic fucked up a lot of people's plans. I'm sure a lot of artists had a lot of music in the tuck that they were willing to get out and wanting to get out, and they either had to delay it or whatever the fact.
Yeah, true that, man. So I can't wait for her next full-length project to drop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited for that.
We gotta wait for the next breakup.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Don't say that. That's me.
Yeah, man. Someone heard her, bro.
Yeah, she was hurt.
Last record to come out.
But hey, man, you gave us a great album, Jesse. Thank you.
What happens when you date dogs, bro?
Yeah, no. when you date dogs?
Yeah, bro.
Wait, what you mean?
Like, they date ain't shit people. That's what happens.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It goes fucking...
I can't relate.
Oh, shit. So you'd be dating perfect people?
No. I'm saying like... I ain't one of those dudes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me either. But I mean,
this is the premier dog of Christian Mingle in front of us.
I thought you're talking about dogs. Like, I don't know, competitive shit. But yeah, fucking nah, not like shit like that. Nah, you ain't a dog like that, Ernie.
Yeah, sure, Ernie. Sure,
you're a nice person, bro.
You sure she's not singing about you on this track?
No one's made an album about me yet. So we straight.
Man.
I felt a little attacked listening to this song, hearing some of those lyrics. I'm
like, oh, really?
Damn, I gotta check myself.
I don't know, man. I was nice to my last one, man. I don't know.
I'm always
well.
Nice.
Just the line about like etiquette and freaking, you know, don't be scrolling down your phone and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's certain things, little things real like shit. that make me like, ooh, gotta make sure
that's true.
I'm not slipping over. Here, you know?
I feel you. I feel
I always
you
knew cell phones were gonna bite us in the ass when they first came out.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
You always knew.
Yeah,
it's crazy how they try to like get away from it though. Like that dual fucking that dual engine phone shit where you can basically have like two numbers on the same phone. You can be hiding your messages and shit. Not a lot of people know about that.
Now,
you didn't know about that?
Dude, nah, man.
Bro, there's a system that does that. You could have like two numbers and you could have like two different folders and two different messages and all that. You could swipe your whole shit and then it'll be like a whole different home screen and shit. It's crazy, bro. Okay. It's crazy. Like
and then smartwatches came out, bro. And I was like, damn.
You can't let knowledge like that
bust.
Fall into the wrong hands.
I know,
huh? You know what I'm saying?
But some of y'all helped y'all out right now.
I'm gonna get rid of my cell phone.
Shut up.
Play safe.
Shut the fuck out of here.
Ernie, as long as Kanye has a Twitter, you are not getting rid of your fucking cell phone.
I can just hop on the Nets on a desktop.
The Nets.
That's right. You're learning, bro. Yeah. I told you.
Damn.
Speaking of the Nets, we need OVO to pull up, man. I'm sure he has great things to say about new Jessie Reyes single. He be liking her, right?
Yeah, he's like Jessie, man.
That shit was hot.
That's what it was.
Banger.
Fire track.
Fire track.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah. It's on my replay list for sure.
Fixes do-rag.
Oh, man. The senses are definitely going off right now. He's like, those
fuckers, I know.
Yeah.
I know, man. Fucking Charles. Shout out, Charles.
What and, we got next, my boy?
Well, shoot. Next up on the list, shout out Jesse Reyes. Check that one out, people.
For sure.
Up next, we're breaking down an album from the ever so, how should I put it?
Legendary.
Not always in the spotlight, popping up very rarely, but I guess soon to be legendary, J Electronica. He had dropped an album entitled Act Two, The Patents of Nobility. So this
one, it was a leak, but it was on Tidal?
It was a leak, but it's finally been released on Tidal.
Be honest.
Is it released on anything else yet?
It's on Tidal. I don't know if it's on anything else. I have Tidal.
Man, I had to listen to it on YouTube. I felt like a bum.
Yeah, I found it on YouTube.
Don't you have Apple, right?
I have Apple Music, yeah.
And he wasn't on there?
Not this morning.
Yeah,
It's on there now?
He's ROC, so it would be on Tidal first, if anything.
I felt lame as fuck, dude. Trying to listen to it on YouTube.
I know, dude. Don't it feel weird?
I hate that shit, bro. Tracks are because it was just straight.
I hate even listening to mixtapes on YouTube, bro.
I was like, yeah, my favorite song was at minute 436. That song was hard.
I am. I know, bro. I know you got to cut it. Like, okay.
Yeah, man.
This section ended.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
But like I was telling you earlier, that song from the album that dropped a couple months back, he snuck it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Smooth-ass transition from the track before. Don't know the name of it because fucking YouTube. But that transition to that track, because remember it was going from guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going from guitar strums and all of a sudden it fucking goes into the fucking keys of the song.
If you want to call that guitar strums, some of the stuff on this album sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like some fairy tale instrumentation throughout. I hear a lot of mandolins, a lot of spacey,
I know, I felt like I was in Japan on one of those tracks.
The usual kids going, sample.
Dude, that's the Pokemon, that's not Pokemon Snap. They fucking be all crazy and shit.
That's all Just Blaze's production, I believe. Yeah, so a lot of experimentation with the sounds. So
okay,
yeah, it was good.
Hell yeah, I'm glad.
It sounds like
2 albums in 1 year when we didn't get a single thing in a decade.
I
mean,
I'm definitely not even going to count this as an album. This was recorded 10 years ago, and I could see why he didn't release it because a lot
10
of it's
years
damn,
ago.
Yeah. What do you mean you can see why he didn't release
because
it?
Because a lot of it's. It's not that it's not good. It's just a lot of things sound unfinished, unpolished.
That Hove track's old then, if you said that. That Hove track that was on there?
Well, from me hitting the nets, it says it's 10 years in the making. Or not in the making, but it was made like 10 years
Maybe
ago.
Maybe it started 10 years ago because some of those tracks still aren't done. Like you could tell the back end of the album, it was real like, you could tell it wasn't mastered, like especially the last couple tracks, they weren't mixed well. Mm-hmm. You could tell like there was a lot left from that album.
Yeah, definitely.
But you guys really think it was the leak? Because I just don't know. I have a feeling that they didn't like the response they got from the last album, so they leaked this one. Or what do y'all think?
I mean,
maybe leaked it on purpose to generate interest.
Maybe it wasn't leaked, and Tidal just got it first, and then.
And then they just said like, fuck it, it's a leak.
Leak with quotations, you know?
Because like, honestly, I really liked his last album, especially with Hove and everything. But this one just was, I liked it better.
Dude, I thought the first
one
was
perfected. The way he was spitting on this.
Perfected to T.
Yeah, but that one was mastered and finished, you know? Yeah. Like how I got to consider how raw this is and unfinished. Like fucking, it's really good. Like he's just spitting on this shit.
Very Illuminati, bro.
Oh man,
that's
dude.
What I was saying because very I see Illuminati. You see the all-seeing eye up
and
on the cover.
And he also says, we the new Illuminati a couple times in the album.
He said he's saying a lot of insightful shit. Not just part of the Illuminati, but like part of the powers that be and all that, you know? And I'm with that 100%. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's smart, man. J-Elec is smart, bro. People think like he's some regular rapper. No, this was really intelligent.
He needs an interview, bro, because I'm trying to find out where the
he
fuck
don't
want to
do an interview, dude.
Exactly, bro, because... Where the fuck were you for 10 years?
I know. People forget ROC is Hove, Cole, and fucking J Electronica. But J Electronica took off. Like, so it was just Hove and Cole holding it down for a long time.
Yeah, that ass.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still ROC, so I'm going to support him. Like I said, that album was really, I really liked the way he was spinning on that shit.
So you'll take this act two over a written testimony?
No, just because the last 2-3 tracks you could tell aren't finished. And a lot of them were just beats. And the way it was mixed. I'm big on mixing, so fucking if it shit's like mixed like that, like nah. Like I could tell his vocals weren't 100% mixed with the track and that's just, it wasn't finished. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it was a leak. But at the same time, it was really good track. So if they did put this out on purpose, that was smart because I actually liked it a lot. It was cool.
I feel it.
Yeah, man. I really like the Bonnie and Clyde track they had on here.
Oh, that was cool.
I forgot the name of it, but the one that followed, Shiny Suit Theory, that one was a pretty good one, bro. He really is spitting pretty raw on this, but I like the what he was rapping about on A Written Testimony. I'd say a little more.
The first track was dope. Like the intro was dope.
Oh, hell yeah.
I really liked it. And even on the fourth track when he's like, sometimes I don't know what to say. The pain never stops. The cloud never goes away. The rain never drops. Yeah. That fucking Fire bar was man. Hard. I was like, oh.
He came off very poetic on this project.
Yeah, he's a spitter, man.
I like
lyricist.
He's talking about his spirituality, but he was also talking about a little bit of his childhood and the things that were taught to him and how he's carried throughout his life into growing into
with Allah. Yeah, man. Yeah. He's dope.
So I can get behind a lot of that stuff. But sonically, I wish, of course, that this was polished a little more. Mm-hmm. I wish there was more structure, like maybe traditional song structure to his songs, actual hooks. And
That fucking Hove track was a tease, bro. Mm. That fucking Hove track, not the Shiny Suit Theory, the other one. That was a tease, bro. That beat was so hard, and Hove like, on the ad lib. Fuck.
I feel like all of the Hove tracks on the fucking last album were fucking hard phenomenal, as fuck. Bro.
Oh yeah,
that was like '90s Jay Z.
Yeah, for
that's
real.
What I thought. I was
that's
like,
why I love that I album, like, though.
Are these samples?
Yeah,
it's like vintage Jay Z.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to hear, honestly.
Yeah, fucking, pretty much.
Boy kills it.
For me, though, I think my biggest criticism would be just the lack of hard-hitting drums on this album. I like me some good percussion on these tracks.
That comes with mixing, though, and finishing. Because usually one of the last things is they put a hard-hitting drum or something that complements the tone of the voice.
I mean, maybe. But for me, the heart of a lot of good rap tracks are those drums right off the bat.
Snare. Sick ass snare,
and a kick.
Yeah,
nice heavy you kick. A nice driving kick.
Mm-hmm. I love loops. I know a lot of people that say they listen to hip hop now. They don't like a lot of loops, but dude, loops is what integrated hip hop. It's the beginning of hip hop. It's fucking. It's always gonna be loops, man. You're not gonna have every beat changing four different times. You know, it's not gonna happen like that.
That speaks true to the heart of hip hop and break beats and loops and where it started from. Mm-hmm. And then people started speaking over.
Yeah, because loops were cut because it was so hard to get a loop because you had to cut a sample through the older machines. It wasn't like technology now. So it was so hard to just cut that one part. So you had to put that one part as a loop and keep it going because it was just took too much time to just cut that one part. So you couldn't add more. It was difficult. Yeah.
Goes all the way back to the art of being a DJ.
Yeah.
And all that shit.
Yeah. Shout out Preem. Shout out Dre. You know, everybody who's put it down with hard ass loops. You didn't need to switch the tone every 3-4 times like a lot of these artists do now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's cool.
I hear that one.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that, man, I trip out when people talk crap about loops and like how it's boring and it's continuity. I'm like, man, don't you want continuity? That's pretty good. But if a rapper is just spitting on it the whole time and he's spitting facts, wouldn't you want to hear that?
Who be talking shit about loops? Show me them. Show me them.
A lot of people.
I go upside their head.
A lot of these little fans and all that, you know?
Oh, God.
The Lils and the Youngs.
The Lils and the Youngs. Your favorites? Yeah.
To me, bro, like my favorite's Kanye and he's a loop master.
Ernie, don't go past fucking Young Travis. Thug. Oh, yeah, Young Thug. Young that's Thug, the worst one.
Young
huh?
Thug's my guilty pleasure, bro.
That's the worst one. At least he admits it, though.
And I indulge in that shit.
At least he admits
fat
it.
Fat boy with cake.
I'll give it to him. He admits that shit.
I got to see the Carfax on that one, Ernie.
He drained my brain.
Let's see that Spotify history. Come on.
Apple Music?
Apple Music. Yeah. I know how I wrote shit. Fuck. Imagine.
What do you think's up next for J Electronica, though? Now that this has gotten out
the
there.
The world, Craig. The world.
The world, Craig.
I'm not so sure.
He looks like he's busy, bro.
I hope he's working.
Didn't he say a while back that he was going to be better than Kendrick? Or was that
there's a lot of people who said that. And then
he fucking disappeared.
Yeah.
Where he at?
Yeah, you can't. I know. How are you going to talk and just take off, man? He really took off for a long time, too. I think that album would have been received better if he didn't wait so long. What do you think?
Like
the first one.
Like if that album would have came out like 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, like around somewhat
and
the same.
If it came out 5-6 years ago, and even though I liked Jay-Z, I loved Jay-Z on
that
the record.
Been competition.
There should have been less Jay-Z for your debut.
Yeah, because he outshined him. Hove fucking just straight outshined him.
That's a way to kill it.
Like to get people to like
it's a way to make a fucking
listen to
fire
you
album, yeah.
Yeah, it is. But I feel like
He should have.
I don't feel like
he should have the confidence in himself.
What? But Jay-Z did
to
have
stand on his own.
30% of the bars on the album, which is a lot.
Oh, smack that, bro! Yeah, he wasn't even on every track, and I felt like he had the better like bars and verses.
I feel it.
Now that he's gotten his, you know, supposed debut out the way, now that this has supposedly leaked and has been out there, I would really like to see him just work, keep working, and put out another full length project.
I hope he's working. Shit. I mean, it's about time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As far as like, look at everybody in his class that fucking all the projects they have and all the hit singles and everything good. And then to Jay Elect, it's like, he's such a great lyricist, but he don't have the accolades for it because he don't have the workout. So it's like, a lot of people are going to not give him his flowers like he deserves, but really, he's great. He's been great for a long time.
Found the receipts. Young Thug last year. 30 hours played.
30 hours?
Yep.
See, that's why.
So what? That's like three. Let's say every track's three.
Kanye
so.
West, 26. And the next rapper on the list.
That's why we can't have nice things, dog. Because you be listening to Young Thug that much.
The next rapper on the list was A$AP Rocky.
That's only like 60 Young Thug songs though, no? Because 3 minutes a song?
3 minutes a song?
30 hours 30 of hour. Young Thug?
That's a lot, huh?
That's like if you wanted to torture me and get information out of me. Young Thug be like, all right, and I'll tell you where it is.
My most played album I know, last year for real. Was A$AP Rocky's Testing, which came out 2018. That's all.
That album goes though.
That album was hard.
That album was good.
Tony Tone.
It should have got a lot more love than it did. I don't think it got a lot of love. Because all the shit that he was going through, that's why.
That shit has replay value.
Oh, yeah, it's good. ASAP's good, bro. When he puts his mind to it, ASAP could actually good. Make
song
some
with
shit.
Moby, T.I., and Kid Cudi. Like, if I would have seen those names, I'd be like, how the fuck is that going to work?
Yeah.
And then Masterpiece.
Yeah, ASAP's good, dog. Shout out ASAP.
The ASAP mob's going through some shit right now.
Look, mm-hmm. ASAP Ills, though.
I know, man. They're going through some shit. All your boys, Ernie, what's up?
I'm so happy ASAP Ferg put that diss out.
Yeah, I'm glad he did too.
He's
he needed
like,
to do
that.
Let me
set the record straight.
Yeah, he needed to do that, man. Because Ferg's
gonna
good, bro.
Kick out the leader ASAP Mob.
We like, talked about last shit. Time how Rocky and Ferg have been holding it down for the all of them.
Bro, they make all the money for fucking ASAP Mob.
They do, man. Especially on the tours and shit.
ASAP ain't selling that much.
Yeah, they booked. Yeah,
Quali ain't selling that much.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Ferg is dope, man. He needs more credit. I know Rocky's the leader and he gets all the credit, but Ferg needs more credit too. Ferg got a fucking Tiffany fucking endorsement. That's dope. You know how fucking hard that is?
Diamonds, bro.
And he's a rapper, Diamonds. Bro. Like, that's fucking sick. Like, shout out, man. That's fucking dope, bro. Yeah. A Tiffany fucking endorsement.
That's why I
fought
with
time.
The Weeknd and the fucking Mercedes endorsement. I was like, this who got?
Yeah, that's big too.
Gee.
That's hard.
That's big, yeah. Man. That was real big. And then Mercedes, you got Travis, right? With the McDonald's.
Then you got Virgil with Mercedes too. That was dope.
Oh God, fucking. He had to bring up Virgil, huh? Fuck.
Bro, he's a reconstructor.
Nah, he is. Nah, Virgil's cool.
People get mad at him about his designs, but he's not.
You like, know that cover was bullshit, Ernie.
He's not like that artist. He's not a like designer from scratch. He's a reconstructor. Like, he takes the design
and puts it different
and completely.
Yeah, that's what I said too about him.
And then he makes it his own style, which is fucking dope.
My cousin's a huge fan of him. He got all mad when I said that. I was like, nah, dude, I'm not saying he's not good. Like, he's good.
Album cover could have been better.
That could have been way better, bro. That was like kind of disrespectful.
I feel like he made that in minutes.
Yes, I know. That's why I was disrespectful. I was like, damn, bro, they probably paid you like how much?
They hit him up about the cover and he's like, oh, fuck, hold on.
You know he got. You know he
just sent it to you, bro.
He got well over 500,000 for that. You know it.
Maybe or maybe nothing
for an album cover.
Maybe it was like a gift
from him.
Maybe, yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up. When you give me that,
because
I know
the cover he did for West Side Gun was a gift, and that shit was fire.
That West Side Gun album,
Pray for Paris.
Pray for Paris.
Fire.
It was.
As fire as it gets.
That fucking album was good. Yeah.
But yeah.
Speaking of West Side Gun, though.
West Side Gun.
That dude is active, just like all the other Griselda heavyweights.
Shout out Griselda.
This dude has just dropped his
debut album. They're
probably
like the most active fucking collective group that's
by
out.
Far.
And yeah, that's so dope far. To hear because they're actually lyricists. So that's fucking
like, bro,
dope.
It's quarantine. What the fuck else are you guys doing?
Yeah. Nah, for real. That's, man. Griselda's fucking good, bro. All three of them. They
the
all
question,
fucking... Well,
before,
Armani's who now.
Before we get on the West Side Gun album... Did you guys see that rumor that Kendrick Lamar parted ways with TDE?
Yeah, that was stupid, dog. I don't know where that came from.
I don't believe that for a second.
Power 106 posted it. I was like, what the fuck you guys doing, bro?
They just wanted to clickbait. You know what I mean? They're probably bored and shit. That was dumb though. I mean, he even talks about it on Damn how much he loves fucking Top. Like, you know what I mean? Like he, he's not gonna leave him. This guy
spared your life.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's like his big brother. Like, real shit. Like, he fucking, he loves Top. So he ain't never gonna leave TDE. TDE is solid.
He said him and Top are like Kobe and Phil.
Yeah.
That was a dope line.
Yeah.
You remember from that Black Friday track.
Kobe, that shit was tight. Yeah.
So we could just go ahead and dead those rumors. You know, John Lennon will make a comeback before Kendrick leaves TDE.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. Shout out TDE, man. Y'all one of the best in the, y'all the best in the West.
Best in the West.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And we
He's
also
not
got
a rapper, though.
Some beasts in the East. So Westside Gunn has dropped his debut from Shady Records, his solo debut, Who Made the Sunshine. We touched on it a little bit last week.
Shady
but
debut.
Today, let's really dive into it. What are you guys' first impressions of the album after listening to it all the way through?
Album cover, from just straight off the bat, is fucking like sinister.
I knew you were going to fucking like it, man. I knew you were going to like it.
The album cover is trippy.
Very cool. Sinister.
It's like a drawing that's like the little kid from Insidious drew or something.
The album cover fits the vibe of the instrumentation that you hear throughout the record because it's a little kid's drawing with blood splashed on it. And then you hear a lot of these beats. It sounds very like music box-ish. Mm-hmm. Very like, it's supposed to be these major tonality beats, but oftentimes they're detuned and they sound like things just aren't the way they're supposed to be or mm-hmm. all the way right. So
I feel like that's a lot of West Side tracks. You know,
yeah, and a lot of abstract tracks too.
Yeah, a little abstract, grimy. You know, and that's what we love about him, though. The fuck is so dope
about that.
Oh yeah,
that woo flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Westside Gunn was coming out guns blazing on this track.
Sorry, y'all.
I'm watching you though.
Finger dialed.
Coming out guns blazing. He was spitting like a madman here. Mm-hmm. Just going in way harder than he did on you know Fly God is an Awesome God too. Way harder than he went in on Pray for Paris. I feel like Pray for Paris is the superior album, having listened to them both, because there's just so many fire
over
features.
Pray for Paris? Ooh,
yes.
Don't touch that one.
It's so hard to fucking can't compare it to that album.
Pray for Paris
damn,
is a
that album's
piece,
good.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that album's good.
But I will
it's
say,
it's one of the best of the year.
Westside Gunn personally stepped his rapping game up for this record. I mm-hmm. feel like he's spitting harder than he did on Pray for Paris, mm-hmm. even though maybe I like the project as a whole better than this one.
Yeah.
Okay, but, I like the way you worded that.
Yeah,
all
for
right.
sure.
All
right. I try.
Saved yourself a little bit.
I saved myself. Oh, bro. Save myself right now. My favorite track from this whole thing, I really like the ones with Slick Rick, both of them. But the 98 Sabres, the last track, which has the whole Griselda posse on it, Armani Caesar, The Machine, and Benny the Butcher.
That was
oh
the best track.
Oh, my God. That's such a sinister, like, hip-hop track. You hear, like, these horror synthesizers throughout, just building this heavy momentum.
So
you like that one better than The Butcher and the Blade?
That one was sick, too.
I
feel like that one was,
scary. Sick.
Gangster.
It definitely
the
was.
Last track reminded me of the old TDE when they used to get together and do shit.
I hopped on GTA 5 real quick and did a little drive-by to that shit.
GTA.
Boom, 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 boom. That's the only way to let off some steam.
Westside's ad-libs too. Fucking undefeated, man. It's so fucking
I love how
so entertaining, man.
Westside Gunn, his trademark, he goes, hey, yo, before he starts most of his verses.
if I would have never seen what it looked like, I would say that he's like fucking 5 feet. Like he sounds like trying to like reach the mic.
He kills it, man.
Yeah, his delivery. Mm-hmm. So when you actually see him, like seeing him in interviews and stuff, he seems mm-hmm. like a bigger set dude.
Mm-hmm.
Not like chubby by any means, but like just a bigger set dude. He sounds like not like an Eazy-E voice, but it sounds like
I feel you on that.
Yeah.
I get that reference.
Mm-hmm.
The little high pitch, like fucking.
The intro is whatever, but I mean the rest of the shit was good. Like I really like the Slick Rick tracks. Last one was dope.
Ocean's
Prime.
Like how do you get those two features?
Yeah, that was tight.
You know for sure all the Lil's generation is probably like, damn, what's that gun putting this new Slick Rick guy on?
I know how new like, Slick Rick.
This guy fired.
They're probably like, why does he sound old?
I know where he's been.
I know for real, man.
Slick Rick.
Have you heard that new rapper?
The new, I know, they're going to go tell their homies.
Slick Rick sounded right at home on these tracks.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely, it was the first time I ever heard him sound older, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
I
heard it.
I can't remember the last time I heard Slick Rick, to be honest.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
And I feel like this was the best album to fucking come out.
Oh, he was spitting. He did his thing.
That was really dope of him to bring Slick Rick on.
And he changed the flow up and a couple of them. It was dope.
In Good Night, that was some scary shit they were talking about.
Oh, yeah. That was cool. That was sick.
Damn murderers.
Yeah, but it was a good album. But I just feel like Paris was just fucking great. It's gonna be hard to compare. Pray for
Paris is still my number one rap album that came out this year.
Damn, y'all heard that? That's praise, man. Shit, number
Step
one.
Step aside, Big Sean.
Big, you got? Oh, you, that's who you got number two?
No, no, that's not number two. But like, that was the latest one that we really like raved.
Detroit too.
I still got Royce, man.
I feel it. I feel like no one's been talking about it since though.
The Allegory. It's because it felt like such a big pause because he came out before the pandemic.
But there's also a lot of people that don't even know about him.
That's true. Sadly. Mm-hmm. And he's fucking on tracks with Eminem and fucking like J. Cole. And
somehow figure out a way to promote himself a little bit more.
Royce?
Yeah.
He's such a lyricist,
bro. Not also sell out either and hop on a fucking
He won't
track
do that, bro. Yeah.
That's
he
good. Won't. But there has to be a way. Like, he needs to hop on a track with, like, I don't know, Kendrick or something to fucking...
He will. That J. Cole track gave him a lot of traction. I felt like a lot of people were talking about him a lot after that, but then they kind of stopped. And it's disrespectful because he's one of the best lyricists we have in this game.
Sometimes it's difficult for purists and elite MCs in this game to get the shine that they need because they don't want to dilute the brand mm-hmm. by any way. You know,
mm-hmm. make that McDonald's fucking fast music and
make
shit.
Make that Katy Perry track.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah, I can't see Royce doing shit like
don't
that, bro.
Don't know about that.
Don't know nothing by no, bro. Forgot that one. Yeah, Royce won't do it, though. Like, he won't like, collab with anybody he don't want to collab with. He won't get on a beat he don't want to do. He has a lot of pride. That's good, though. That's what we need in hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we need. Pride. I mean, man.
That's whack shit.
Morals over money, like Joe Budden said. Shout out Joe Budden, man. Fucking, that's real as shit, bro. Like, you gotta have morals instead of making those millions and shit. It's easy to sell out. That's the easiest shit in the world.
Hey, but McDonald's, yeah. That's a pretty dope ass collab.
The Travis one?
McDonald's is a really powerful empire.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
The Travis collab? That was dope. That was cool.
Get your money, you know?
Colombian rapper J Balvin has a collab coming out with him soon.
With McDonald's?
Yeah.
McDonald's is smart,
but
man.
One of them's, like, one of the items in the combo is a fucking McFlurry. I was like, machine's always broken, bro. You ain't gonna sell a lot of those.
Imagine.
Come on, man.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be fucking
I already know
fun.
For damn gosh. Sure.
I know, that's huh? They hilarious. Can't even get a fucking ice cream cone. How the fuck they didn't get a McFlurry, man?
Exactly, dog. Fuck. No, but honestly, if I worked at McDonald's and I was fucking in a mood, I'd say that shit was broken too.
I'd say that shit was broken. You eat it yourself.
I know, like, you probably already cleaned it up for the night and shit.
Yeah,
I'm not freaking cleaning that thing.
I'm seeing that guy over there pour something. It's like, oh, we're just testing the machine.
Yeah, we're testing. It's orange.
Should be ready by tomorrow.
I know.
Tomorrow comes, you get a different pissed off employee.
That McDonald's ice cream cones is bomb, though. Them shits hit every fucking time, bro. When they make them.
When they make them.
There's got to be some weird ass shit in them, bro. Because like, they have a lot of items. That smack a little different.
Like their Sprite?
Their Sprite is definitely like...
Hey,
there's
we got to get on that conspiracy shit.
There's cracking that. Supposedly there the theory is, something is that they refrigerate all their syrups. But I'm like... I've worked at places that refrigerate their syrups.
Yeah.
And the Sprite don't hit like that.
That Sprite's a little too crispy.
That Sprite is
that
too good. Dude, it's better than the can sometimes in McDonald's Sprite. That shit's nuts, bro.
It is.
That shit's crazy, bro.
The fries, I feel like there's something in that salt.
Yes, sure. Especially when you eat that shit with ice cream,
almost unspillable.
God, bro,
I put those fries to the test.
Those fries, Friday. Yeah, on the fries.
Yeah,
this food did, bro.
That's true.
That shit was funny.
I would have sat out on that scene where there's a fucking tornado in King of the Hill, not spilled one fry
with Peggy and fucking Bobby.
Where Hank Hill's clothes gets ripped off.
She's like, Hank, I was screaming. That show is so underrated, King of the Hill.
Got to be brought back, I think.
Think so. Beavis and Butthead's coming back.
That shit would get canceled if King of the Hill came out. It's so sexist and racist, dog.
Dog.
Every time I watch it, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Everybody thinks it's a white show. I'm like, bro, they make fun of white people motherfucker
whole time
on that show.
Clowning white people.
Yeah. Like, everyone's like, it's a white show. I'm like, no, they're clowning those fools.
They're white.
Yeah.
But they're getting clowned.
They're making fun of them like crazy on that show.
Hell yeah.
God dang, Bobby.
Anyways, yo, back to the topic real quick. You guys have any closing thoughts on the Who Made Sunshine album?
That was good. I
would say if you've heard it, tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends.
Yeah.
Get that shit out there, bro.
Yeah, Griselda, get Griselda out there.
Griselda is undefeated right now.
Yeah, Griselda needs more love, man. They're one of the last lyricists.
They're untouchable right now.
Exactly. Especially with M behind him, and then Benny's with ROC.
Now that female power with Armani Caesar, she got that swag.
She could spit, bro. She was spitting on that last fucking track. Let's call it what it is. She was spitting on that shit. She's perfect for them.
Oh yeah.
She's perfect for them. She fits in perfect with that group. Keep doing your thing, girl. Man. Killing shit.
You know, my closing thoughts would be, I said there's a lot of great features on the Pray for Paris album. Don't get it wrong, though. This one did have some great ones. Black Thought made an appearance. He had Jadakiss and the newly appointed Boldie James. He's a new powerhouse in the Griselda label now, along with Armani Caesar. So got some dope, features on here. But the one that I just didn't like would be Busta Rhymes on this record.
You don't like his verse?
He just seemed a little out of place to me. He sounded like he was having
that
fun.
That shit was
sick.
Fuck.
It wasn't for me on
this
one.
That's what I
one.
Expect from Busta.
He was giving some cooking instructions in that track.
Busta comes off, because West Side Gun is a little rough around the edges sometimes.
Spanish in there.
Yeah.
But damn, Busta sounded a little rough around the edges here. And then you have Slick Rick coming on right after him, and he sounds so smooth in comparison to Busta too.
Busta's rhyme scheme's complex, so he usually mixes it up a lot with his rhyme schemes. Yeah, it was cool.
To me, that track reminded me of like the old Lob City days where fucking Chris Paul will throw it off the backboard.
Damn.
Jamal Crawford will come grab it.
That long ago, huh?
Lob it to Blake Griffin at the end.
Why does that fucking feel like so long ago, Doug?
Because the Clippers ain't like that no more.
Apparently not.
That track felt like to me. It was like two alley-oops in one song and then the dunk by fucking Slick Rick.
Yeah. It was cool. I liked it too. But yeah, Paris was better.
To put it in basketball terms.
This was almost as good as Paris. It was good.
Basketball terms? Well, how about some football terms? Busta Rhymes fumbled the ball.
Damn.
And Slick Rick recovered it. All right.
Slick Rick kills it. Shout out Slick Rick. Legend, bro.
Shout out Slick Rick and shout out West Side Gun and the Griselda boys.
Hell yeah.
And we're not done with Griselda today. We'll get right back to it in just a bit. But the next topic we have to break down is an Anderson .Paak track. He just released one entitled Jewels. So what'd you guys think about this one?
Hit.
You liked it?
I liked it a lot too, man.
Anderson
.Paak
doesn't really miss.
He don't miss, dude. He don't, man. That fool's a cheat code.
Yeah, low key, huh?
Anderson, yeah, you put him on some, it's going to be good.
Just a hit.
It's going to be good. He'll make it good if it's not good already.
He has the recipe for sure.
I said
50 ways to make a record.
The first time I heard him, I was like, he's the one artist that could combine generations. I'm like, because he has such a
He's been around for
a
so
pure
long.
Sound. Older people could listen to him too. You know what I mean? He has such a old school feel. But, man, it was a good track. I wish I could hear his actual vocals in it more, because you could tell it was kind of toned.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of vocal enhancement, or whatever you want to call it on the track. That's what initially, I wasn't sure if it was quite my vibe, but, you know, once that groove really started in the track, I was like, all right, this is a good track.
It's so hard because he's going to figure it out, you know? He's so smooth. He'll figure out whatever tone he's using and he'll get going.
Exactly. It sounded like I'm almost trying to see where he's going with this, where he's taking it. And then when it all comes together, I'm like, all right.
In the beginning, he sounded like that too. He was trying to figure it out. He's like, all right. I got it. Mm-hmm. And then he's fucking great, man. Fucking Anderson .Paak, one of the best fucking, not just artists, but musicians. He could fucking do so many different types of instruments. It's crazy. Super talented.
Hell yeah, man. It's great to see him active so much during the quarantine and all this the past couple of months.
We need that. We need him.
Whether it be revolutionary music or music to just vibe and relax to. Okay, and I'm here for all of it, man.
Because think about all the different artists he goes on with. He could go on with Pusha T. He could go with Kendrick, Game.
That's what goes when you can sing, bro. You can hop on almost any track.
Yeah, and he got some bars with him too, you know? Yeah. So he'll fucking, or he'll do the ad-lib, or he'll do the instrumentation. It's like, fuck, this Anderson's so good.
Bring in the squad.
Yeah, man. And then he kicks it with Dre, so you know he be getting good input and all that. Fuck.
So for his next project that he eventually releases, what do you think is going to be the name of it? What California city is he going to name this joint after?
Well, it was Venice, Oxnard, Ventura, and Malibu.
Angeles maybe, bro.
I'll be cool if he did he can't do Compton because Dre did Compton. Probably Watts. Maybe Watts or
wanted to kind of change the vibe on the record, maybe. A little different taste of California.
City of Angels.
Calabasas? I can't see Calabasas.
No, I didn't say Calabasas.
No, I know, but I can't see something like that. Could you?
Mm-mm. Why is he going to cater to those people?
Nah, yeah, I don't think he would. I'm trying to think. Like you said, different though? I don't know. He'll come out with something, man. He's so good.
Yeah, we'll have to see, my man. Anyways, any closing thoughts?
Oh, Long Beach.
Ooh.
That'd be kind of interesting.
He could do Long Beach.
Maybe a Long Beach Snoop on a track. Compton type vibe, you know?
Yeah. Bring Snoop on. Be cool.
It seems like it's a vibe that he could fit too, Long Beach. Anderson .Paak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, especially if you freaking resurrect some of those G-Funk vibes. You know what I mean? All that stuff that came out of Long Beach and Compton. Bringing on up another Griselda heavyweight. The Butcher's coming. We got Benny the Butcher. He just dropped a new track entitled Timeless, featuring Lil Wayne and our man, Sean Don. Big Sean. So this track was hard. I really love this track. The thing that immediately caught my attention when I was reading about it and Eddie had pointed it out was that
this
was a Watch the Throne sample or a beat that was reserved for that.
Yeah, Hit-Boy kept it.
Well, I mean, you got to keep either yours.
Especially if it's a Watch the Throne beat. I'm keeping that shit.
Thank God Hit-Boy kept that shit.
You can mad hear it too. Like the intro, I could hear Hov on that shit. Like fucking going. So I'm like, man, this sick sounds like a Watch the Throne beat. It was dope. Such a good track. Hit-Boy's such a good producer. Great producer.
This is the lead single off of their upcoming collaborative project between Hit-Boy and Benny the Butcher. It's going to be entitled Burden of Proof. So I'm ready for that one. Just so much stuff. Like just the other week, it was Conway's From King to a God. Then we get Who Made the Sunshine. Now we're getting another project from Benny the Butcher when he just dropped Black Soprano Family not that long ago. And then Conway still has his album that he's dropping before 2020 mm-hmm. ends entitled God Don't Make Mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so much.
All their titles
shit.
Are so dope. I got to give it to Griselda. Yeah. Every single one of their titles is fucking dope, man. They really think that shit out. What you think of the track, Ernie?
I thought it was pretty dope. Big Sean had a pretty fire verse.
I like Big Sean's verse too. Yeah, it was good. Wayne?
I feel like it was kind of lacking for me.
You too? What did you think?
I didn't mind Lil Wayne on this track. He sounded all right to me. Not like the most top of his game Lil Wayne, but he didn't sound like overly leaned out like he does sometimes to me.
I feel like
we needed that.
What? Like mad? Mad Wayne?
Overly leaned. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's still just happy he's able to put music out, man. So we're gonna get some good shit from him.
And I'm happy that he's fucking doing projects left and right.
Yeah, for sure. One of the bars I fucking loved was "I see you drowning through the fire while I'm smoking that gasoline." I was like, "Ooh."
I like how
that was a bar, bro.
It was. I like how Benny the Butcher kicks it off. He kicks it off with I do this for suffering children and checks from government buildings. A dope boy who made a check from other than dealing.
Yeah, that was tight too. I remember that bar. That shit was cool. Fucking, man. Wayne did his thing, man. Benny too. Benny came in firing. And then, like I said, the beat was great. So it was a great track.
Lil Wayne just doing his thing. Always boasting. How he do.
It was probably like, I don't know. It might be my favorite throughout the day.
And then Big Sean coming with his new like trademark self-awareness. Like he's
over
very
the Jesse Reyes track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hit-Boy, man. His beats, man.
I feel sick.
It. He got all the hits, boy.
Yeah. He's been working with everybody, man. He's been working.
Boy.
Yeah. He's killing. Shout out Hit-Boy, man. You doing your thing.
And definitely shout out Hit-Boy. All right, y'all. So that'd be all the topics we got for today. Yeah, it's been a pleasure breaking it down with you guys. Always a pleasure to see you. Freaking, this has been brought to you by Higher Passion Entertainment. We got a lot of other podcasts we got going on. Whether you be into sports, you can check out the Sports Dogs podcast or video games. You can check out the Quick Scope podcast and so much more. And we don't do it alone. We got our friends from Productive Culture helping us out. And if you guys got some content you want to put out there yourselves and need some help, they'll help you out too. Visit productiveculture.com/podcast. Tell them Higher Passion Entertainment sent you, and you get a referral discount off your first session. So yeah, it's been yours truly, Stefan the Lethal Weapon, my man, Ether Ernie in the Late Nights.
Yeah. Let's bring it home, Lakers. Let's bring it home.
And our special guest, Eddie.
Yo, yo.
And yeah, signing out, y'all.
Peace out, y'all.